now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Well, markets this week staged a rally. Dow was up 4. S&P was up 3.8%. NASDAQ up 3.6. The 10-year Treasury staying down around 1.48%. And oil, $71.94 a barrel. So we saw a shift this week in a couple areas that were unknown. And so the markets like that. And this provided some clarity, which let the markets run a little bit. So first we had the government get their act together and have no shutdown. So that was good. And then second, there's no debt ceiling drama that's going to happen either. So those two things are now behind us. But don't forget, they're still negotiating that spending bill. And if it passes, what we do see is that there's not going to be any raise in the personal or corporate income tax rate. So that, again, stocks like to see. We still don't know what the Fed's going to do, because this past week, Jerome Powell tend to shifted. And now he's saying that inflation is no longer transitory and that the likelihood of them raising interest rates, which they haven't done in almost two years, now is a question of when. So I would expect markets to be more volatile going into 2022, which is not too far away. And so just look out for that. Overall, the economy is still doing pretty well. We had initial jobless claims come out on Thursday. The number was 184,000. That's the lowest number we've seen in 52 years. So again, that was pretty strong. Again, remember, that's somewhat seasonally adjusted because you're in the holiday season right now. And as you know, a lot of people get hired part-time to do work when all of us go shopping. So these are some things that are looking pretty good. Also, the inflation reading came out on Friday yesterday, the CPI number, 6.8%. That's the highest level we've seen since 1982. And inflation year over year was at 4.9%. So, you know, as we're going to be talking about oil today and the price of oil, certainly power that's necessary to keep us all doing what we need to do, you got to wonder how interest rates will phase into that as well and how quickly interest rates will rise depending on what the Fed does. And so a lot of you asked me about the gold market. Again, another commodity. I'll just get that out of the way. If rates rise quickly, like I've been talking about, again, I'm expecting the 10-year to get to around 2% first quarter next year, then gold is at risk. It's at risk of a correction because right now the support for gold is lying at around $1,700 an ounce. But if that path is broken, then gold could go to $1,500 an ounce. So for those of you owning gold right now, thinking about buying it, you might want to be a little bit careful because interest rates could affect that position if that's something you're going to do.
You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.